Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to WBB Universe and I Am Though Media. Excuse the takeover, where we're going to be giving our take on the weekly women's basketball, the latest and greatest news. You already know we got a lot to get into today, to be honest, but everybody come on in. We got 23 people in here. For one, I'm going to tell you, like the video on both pages, right? Comment on both pages, subscribe to both pages. If you're subscribed to my page, go over to Zoe. If you subscribe to Zoe page, come over to mine, subscribe to my page. Listen, you don't want to miss anything. You don't want to miss anything in this off season with everything going on. We got a lot to talk about today, Zoe.
Hey, it's going to be a good one. Make sure y'all get in here early. Make sure y'all like the video. Hey, Keith, let me say this before we get started, man. Look, episode one is at like 1.3K views. Look, I appreciate it. Make sure y'all continue to get those likes up over there. Hey, y'all was killing in the comments. I love the interaction even after. We appreciate, you know, everybody who's rocking with us. Look, I've been getting Instagram things and everything saying, man, y'all need to do this once a day. Like, hey, look, that's just, we got something bigger coming though with a bigger team. So be on the lookout for that, man. But I appreciate all y'all support. Again, that was our first episode, Key, and people was loving it, man. They was loving it.
Yeah, definitely happy to see that. Happy to see everybody interacting. You know, just telling us what y'all think. We really do value what y'all saying and everything. And love to hear y'all takes and everything you're saying. But listen, without further ado, we do have to get into, you know, a little bit of everything, right? So for our first topic, y'all, we have is Unrivaled helping, you know what I'm saying? Is Unrivaled really developing the talent that they have brought into their league? We know that they have some of the most, the best rookies, you know what I'm saying, from last year, and then some of the most seasoned athletes as well, along with them. And then they have the help of some legends in the background as well, too. So, you know, we kind of wondering, is it helpful? Is it hindering? And just kind of what that looks like at the end of the day at Unrivaled. What you think, Zoe?
Unrivaled is in a weird spot because when I think about like the league as itself, right, it is competitive. They're trying new things. Like they've introduced kind of like their mid-season all-star format with like the one-on-one, which has got great reviews even from some NBA players. I've seen like KD's, they've praised it as well. So they're in a tough spot, right? Because competition sells, drama sells. But their build-up to the league was about developing the younger talent with the vets, them showcasing their skills. So they're in a tough spot for me. I think they do need to find a lane and stick to it because throughout the season, it does confuse you, right? So it's like on one hand, like earlier in the season, we were talking about on other channels that why aren't the rookies playing more if it's developmental league? Like, why are we catering towards the vets? You got rookies only getting 8 minutes a game. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't like, if you look at the rookies that are actually in Unrivaled, it isn't many of them. Like even 2-3 year players, like I don't even think they make up 25% of the league. Like Key, am I mistaken? I think it's only maybe like 6 of them. Is that?
You got
Rakia, Angel.
Angel.
Aaliyah Boston is still pretty young. I'll put her in that group as well. Shakira Austin. Who else?
Aaliyah Edwards.
Aaliyah Edwards. 5.
Kate Martin.
6.
I can't think of none. I think that's it.
Yeah, I mean, you got 6 players in Unrivaled that are 3 years or less. So everybody else is, the league is really catering.
If you want to say Ryan Howard, she's on her third year.
When did she come in?
I think she's on like her third or fourth year of her rookie contract. I think this year.
Okay, so we can throw her in there. She's still on her rookie contract, right? Yeah, but a lot of the other players, the other 80% of the league, probably more than that, the other 85% of the league is made up of championship proven veteran players, right? So I think going into next year, I think their mantra should be, we're building a competitive league where vets can showcase their skill sets that some might have forgotten about, and we can get new incoming players to learn something from them by playing alongside of them instead of just leaning towards the this is the developmental league where we want to showcase the younger players, their skill sets, and get them a little development. No, call it what it is. This is a competitive league mainly made up of proven veteran players, but we are focused on bringing in our younger players playing alongside vets to help them develop in a way. Like, go with that, because what I'm seeing is a lot of competitive, which I love. It was just my direction from when they was even picking the team is off according to the way they're playing and they're challenging each other. Like, I love the challenge, but I feel like if they would have went in with that mantra key, if they would have went in with that mindset, these teams would look totally different. Like, I don't think these teams would look like they look. So I think next year they need to hone in on what is the real mission? Like, what are we really trying to get across?
Yeah.
Because the makeup of the teams, they had a different idea, but the play style is just different. So that's my take. I think right now it's just hit or miss right now on what works. I think next year they need to watch footage, really sit down and think about what's the direction of the league.
Facts. I hear what you're saying, and obviously you already pointed out, like, it's the first year, so it's some kinks to kind of, you know, flesh out or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, what I have liked is, you know, Angel Reese got 20 and 20 the other day. Aaliyah Edwards smoked a couple vets, you know, so I like the rookie talent being put on display. You know, when Rekia gets hot, you know what I'm saying, you see her just pull up, get a bucket. And people are just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Or I forgot about this player, this rookie. Okay, cool. Like, I remember them. So I like that the audience is recognizing these rookies and their talent and getting to see that. And it's against these vets, right? Angel did that against the Depoy. You feel me? Nafisa Collier, you know? So I like that part of it. I did have somebody say that they wear like a certain equipment that gives them feedback. So that helps with development. I do get what you're saying. What it made me think of when you was talking, though, I don't know if you ever heard of Montessori school. It's where they put young kids in with older kids.
Oh, okay.
It like helps them develop faster being with older kids and watching them do stuff or whatever the case may be. So, I know it's like they're not kids, they're adults, but I get what you're saying, and they really need to be effective in the way that they set these teams up so that can happen, right? Like, you need to be very mindful of who you put said person with, right? So, like, Angel, why put her with Azaree Stevens? You know what I'm saying? Or maybe you do put her with Azaree Stevens. I'm not saying it should be like that or not, but, like, the big she's with, like, are they honing each other's skill? Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. How are they playing off of each other?
Playing off of each other or teaching each other something, right? You know, maybe Dejanay and I don't know who the other two guard is. Or she would be a point guard with Courtney Vandersloot. Like, that's not going to help her. You know what I'm saying? So I think just being more mindful in how they pick the teams and who they put the team with. I know it was like, oh, we blindly picked it. They was all at the table and, like, picked together. Nah, like, don't do that next time. Like, be intentional, pick the damn team, and be mindful of who you putting with who, so it could really be a developmental thing. I think they need to do the same thing with the coaches next year as well. Like, the miss was way too good on paper for Phil Handy to be losing like this. You know what I'm saying? So, and I get that it's like always developmental for the coaches too, but, like, I mean, I get that, but motherfuckers ain't signed up to lose. You know, people ain't signed up to lose. You know what I'm saying? So that's an issue for me a little bit, because I really thought Phil Handy was going to do a lot better. People were saying they wanted Angel to be with him, even, like, damn. So for development, and it's like, if he's just a developmental coach, I don't know if you have him in this league, because that's not all this is. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's why I said, like, the direction of, like, I think even for them, if they could have, like, rewinded it, I don't think these teams would be built like they are. Because, again, you got to – I don't think they really factored in, like, the injuries. Like, man, if Chelsea Gray get hurt, we don't got no point guard. Like, I don't think they factored a lot of that in. So I think going into next year, it will definitely be a better product as far as, like, how the teams are built. Because the league itself is great. Like the league, like the competitiveness, the sponsors, the way it's built, they build their own facility. Like all of that is great. But I think going into the team building process next year, I think it'll look a lot differently, where a lot of teams can get off to better starts and be more consistent. Because I think next year they are going to factor in the injuries. And I think next year they will have a pool of rotation players that are just not on the team.
Versus trying to get them
throughout the season. So shout out to them, man. But again, we got 100 people in here, man. Make sure y'all like the video, man. Like the video. Nice. Subscribe to both our channels, WBB Universe, I Am Zo Media. Y'all already know what it is. Go subscribe to both of our channels. Go like the videos on both of our channels. When we drop information about Excuse the Take, make sure y'all go comment and like all of that as well.
Facts, facts, for sure, for sure. Yeah, shout out to them. I think they're still doing a great thing. And I think for a year one, I mean, you couldn't ask for better, to be completely honest, even with the hiccups. It's like, it could have been way, way worse. Starting a business in the first year is super hard, especially a business of this magnitude. So I think they're doing a good job, and hopefully they take, you know, a lot of these comments and feedback, and they do something with the next year. And it seems like they will. It seems like they will. They're eager to learn. I mean, keeping it unrivaled, you know, we obviously got to get into some of these some of these matchups we've seen, some of the competition that we've seen, and we got to talk a little bit about what Angel Reese and the Rose have proved. You know, Rose BC defeated Lunar Owls BC 72-63. Angel Reese had 22 points, 21 rebounds, 10 of 19 field goal. I think she was 52-53 field goal percentage. I think she had a block and a steal in there, you feel me, an assist. I mean, playmaking, please. She did it all. It was crazy. But, I mean, watching that game, Zoe, what was you thinking? How you feeling about – we just talked about development a little bit. What was you thinking about what the Rose did, what Angel did, and Angel's improvement? You know what I'm saying?
I think just this whole tournament, right? I look at the tournament as a whole. Well, the season. I ain't going to say tournament. The Unrivaled season as a whole. Look at the Rose. They started off 0-3, then they were 1-4. Now they're on a 4-game win streak. Look at every other team. The Owls, give them credit. They've been consistent. The Vinyl has been inconsistent. They hit or miss. Same thing with the Laces. They don't know who's going to be on the floor each game. Like, they're going through their little situation. They just got blew out last weekend. I think the Rose are in a position to literally win this thing. They're peaking at the right time. At least their core four is showing some consistency of playing outside of Kalia Copper, who's a bucket when she's actually got her head on, right? I don't know what's going on with her and her injury and if she's coming back or not, when she's coming back. But I hope that she's on the sideline watching what's going on and how she can actually fit. That's one thing about when you're injured as a basketball player, you sit on the sideline and you see, okay, they're playing well. They're in a 4-game win streak. When I'm in there, okay, this is where I can be on the court. Okay, this is when I can pass the ball. Okay, this is when they need the ball. I hope she's really understanding the dynamic of the team for when she comes back by sitting out. Don't just be sitting out and come back with the same mindset, because that lets me know you don't have growth in you. Like, have some growth in you even when you're out. Understand how you can be utilized a little better, because let's be honest and let's call a spade. Kalia Copper hasn't had a great unrivaled season. Like, it hasn't been, she's definitely underwhelmed from like the defense, the passing, the downhill scoring. Everything's been sporadic, unorganized a little bit. Hope she's sitting down. Angel Reese's your rock to the team. Keep her happy. Get in your spots. Understand how you can score off of the action instead of just always needing the ball. I think Rose are in a great position because they've had the turmoil, they've adjusted, and now they're peaking. So I think I see them in the championship game. No lie. I see them in the championship game. I see them in Lunar Isles, and we'll probably get to this later on now. So I won't talk too much deep into that, because this will probably be a topic going into the championship rounds. But I definitely see them as one of the top two teams in the league right now. They're playing hard on defense. They're look like they're galvanizing with each other, even when they aren't hitting shots. They talking about how they can get the next shot versus just getting back down court. I love the communication. So shout out to them. These first couple weeks of Unrivaled, even a one-on-one tournament, has been phenomenal. I didn't even see this kind of like amazing. The aura around it has been great. Yeah. Like they've been trying to poke holes and can't poke holes in it. That's how you know this has been great. When some people are trying to poke holes and ain't got many. But shout out to them, man.
Facts. Yeah, I mean, I definitely hear what you're saying. You couldn't have like I was blue. Obviously, the first few games, I'm like, wow, we really finna be trash. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, they not giving injuries enough minutes. Like, Kyle going on with her, Chelsea be hogging the ball, be dribbling. Like, it was so many things. But Angel did say what you just touched on. Something you said quickly. She said in the post game interview when they asked her, like, what happened that y'all are doing better now? And Angel said, what she said? She said, we're just moving on. She said, instead of trying to, every time something doesn't go right, we're trying to figure it out. And she was like, we just move on to the next play now. And you just mentioned that. So it's funny you said that, because that's what she said. That is how they're playing. I can't give Nola too much credit, because I think it's by default that we're getting what we're getting because Ka is out. I think if Ka was still in, she'd still be struggling a little bit. Maybe the wins wouldn't be as fluid as we're seeing it be now. I'm not saying we wouldn't still win with Ka, but it's just very fluid right now. Just very fluid. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that they keep this up. I feel like they could be top three for sure. Top three teams. And possibly, in the championship, because Laces, I don't know what they got, injury after injury after injury. I don't know what's going on with that. Vinyl can't figure it out. Just a lot of these teams really are somewhat of flukes, y'all. I hate to say it. I don't want to use that word on them, but like, it's just, they struggling, Phantom. Like, it's like, and now I'm not choosing none of those teams over the Rose, to be honest. So I see what you're saying, that they could definitely be there. I definitely want to talk about the fact that the things that Angel Reese worked on are translating so quickly, and I just have to big that up. Like, I don't think you realize how hard it is to break a habit and build a new one. And I mean, her going up higher on the glass, just all kind of stuff. Her back down game, you know, ceiling, all of that stuff. I mean, footwork is getting better. All of that. I wanted to ask you something really quickly. It might be not off topic, but do you think with her injury, do you think plyometrics will help her with that? It just seems she's still so uncomfortable on that leg. Not, she's doing way better, but the little kick out. I wonder if with that injury, you just got to just keep it safe. Like, I'm kind of just wondering if that will help her with like jumping.
You mean like when she shoots, she kicks her leg forward?
When she goes up for a layup, she sometimes does this little kick out on the, I think it's okay, on the injury leg.
I haven't like really paid attention to it. So great call out, Key. Shout out to you for that. I haven't really paid attention to it. I'll go look. It could be one of two things. I've seen players that's like had injuries where they find a way to mentally be comfortable when they're actually in a move. So maybe that's her way of being comfortable, by kicking that leg out, because maybe it makes her feel like I'm getting a better bounce or I'm going to land better. Yeah. So it may be a mental thing for her of how it might just be a mental reaction for her to make her feel comfortable. Yeah. Or it could just be a tick from her injury, right? Yeah. It could just be a tick that she just haven't broken. It could be, you know, because muscle memory is everything sometimes, and it could be a tick. So basically, like, I know she has the screws and the rods. So for her, maybe that was something she was doing before her surgery, and now it's causing that kick in her leg, kind of, it's like a tick because that a piece of her muscle memory isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be one of those two things. But I'll have to look to see how it affects her layup package. But good call out.
Yeah. I figured that's what it was. But shout out to Rose and their development and how far they've come. And shout out to Angel for her just single individual development as well. I feel like Lexi's doing great. You know, Sykes is doing great. I think they just do what they do, though. The game isn't too high, too low. It's the same them. You know what I'm saying? But they're playing better with their teammates. So I have to give them that as well. And Azaree, too. I think Kai, she has some soul searching to do. And hopefully she does that while she's out and comes back, like you said, and grows from it and says, you know what, like, how do I fit into this? Like, what do I
be a part of the system we got going on, man? Just be a part of the system.
Facts. It's 132 people in here. Thank y'all for coming to Excuse the Takeover, where we give our take on the latest and greatest women's basketball news and entertainment. If you're in here, hit the like button, comment, subscribe, and share this. Send this off right now. Send it to somebody right now and follow both pages. You got to follow both pages, y'all.
Be one of the first people to be here. Because, again, we got almost double the views we had last week. So next week, we expect the net to grow 25% more as we continue to get this actual channel and shows into the algorithm. So we appreciate everybody that's pulling up, all of the chats, all of the likes. So like the video if you haven't. We almost at 150, man. Like the video if you haven't. Next week we expecting over 200 people, man. We're going to keep growing, man.
Yeah.
We're going to keep growing.
For sure. Look, let's get into, I know what everybody want to hear about, want to talk about, and actually it was released this morning that Ariel Atkins will be playing with Angel Reese on Rose. We can get into the Chicago Sky trade for Ariel Atkins. Chicago Sky traded the 2025 number 3 pick, the 2027 first round pick swap, and a 2027 second round pick. Y'all, I'm going to let Prince go.
But no, look. Actually this one, we're gonna do a Uno reverse. I'm gonna let Key go first because she had some stuff yesterday. She was going ham. Remember, Key, watch our language, but Key was going ham yesterday. So I want y'all to hear what Key got to say. I Key, take as much time as you need. I'm gonna sit back and we're gonna let Key work. We're gonna let Key go to work and cook.
That's what
we do over here. We let you cook.
I'm a little less than I was yesterday, so I got this. I can keep the words together, all of that. I'm unhappy. I'm very unhappy with the trade. That's why I said, y'all, what if I said what the trade was before I said what we got from the trade? And I told y'all to guess who we got for what we traded. What if y'all did not know who we got? And I said, hey, y'all, Chicago Sky traded the number 3 pick, 2027 first round pick swap, and 2027 second round pick. Y'all will probably tell me that we got Jewel Lloyd and a pick back, right? Don't lie to me. If I told y'all that we traded that away, you would pick a way different person that we got back in return for trading something like that away. And if you know that, you're not going to convince me that this was a good trade. Now, you could be okay with it. That's the thing. I don't like how it's like, oh, this was a smart trade. No, you could say I'm okay with it and it was stupid. Two things can be true, right? Like, we don't have to convince ourselves that giving away the number 3 pick was smart for Ariel Atkins. Now, I don't care about the future round picks. I don't. I've been saying we could trade away the 2026, the 2027, and even those late round picks we had. But the number 3 pick blew me. And then we didn't get no pick back. We just got a person. No pick. Ariel Atkins will be on a 1-year contract. A 1-year contract. Kia Nurse, 1-year contract. Courtney Vandersloot, 1-year contract. Rebecca Allen, 1-year contract. We got a whole bunch of 1-year contract players. Y'all, now I'm talking it back out. I'm getting hot again.
Hey, do your thing. I'm just sitting back. Do your thing. We got 150 people here. Hit the like button, man. Let Key cook.
Oh my God, I'm getting hot again. We don't know if we can core because we don't know if the CBA will have that. We don't know that. So stop telling me that you can core. We don't know that. Okay. Yeah. Ariel Atkins is a great player. This is what I hate about what Jeff P is doing, right? Because we get up on here and we sound like we don't think these players are amazing players. That's not the point. That's not the point. They're great players. You know what I'm saying? Amazing athletes, all of that. But God, y'all, it's like, I don't know.
So, Key, you don't think she's qualified enough for this pick? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just feel like trading, not the, I just don't get why we didn't do number 10. I'm not saying I have a problem with us trading to get her. I'm not saying I don't think she's an amazing athlete. Like, I'm not saying that. You feel what I'm saying? But I just feel like I don't understand how people think this is how we stop the bleeding. Because it's not. There's no guarantee these players stay. This team looks the same next year. Like, what are we doing? Then you do this. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. And then it's like, people, like, who we're going to have to go up against in the future is the teams that is going to do it the right way. Right? And it's 50 million ways to skin a cat. So let me not say the right way. But, like, now the Mystics have number 3, number 4, number 6, right? And if they choose properly and sit there and just vibe out, be terrible for a little bit, get a 2026, maybe get a 2027, maybe a high one too, because if they're bad, they might get a high 2027 pick. That's going to be the team we have to go against in the future. Like, I don't know if you get where I'm coming from.
I get what you're saying. You're on the side, and tell me if I'm wrong. I'm really trying to like psychoanalyze where you're going with it. So I feel like for you, you're like in a wait and see, but I think the draft picks will come back to bite us. I think that's where you're at with it. You're like, I do want to wait and see because I know Ariel Atkins is a good player, but I just think the draft picks would have helped us in the future better than obtaining Ariel Atkins.
That's really that simple. I don't understand why it's not that simple. Like, I don't, and then it's like, oh, you don't get Ariel Atkins. You never, it's so disrespectful. That's not what I said. Like, that's just not what I said. If I had to say 50 million times that she's an amazing athlete and that she was worth being a draft pick for, I just don't get why we had to give up our number 3 draft pick, multiple draft picks, and all we got was her, not a draft pick back. And y'all don't think we was shafted from, like, come on now, or that was, they won that. They did win that. Now, I'm not, for other people, and it might be you too, Zo. People are like, we're gonna make the playoffs this year. That's what people think, right? Like, okay, now that we got Ariel, I know we're making the playoffs this year, and that's enough for people. It's not enough for me. We just different. We all got different opinions on what we see. That's not enough for me. What I want is, I want them winning. I want us to be the next team that three-peats after Houston, right? Or four-peats. So for me, the way you do that is not like this. That's not the recipe. It's never been the recipe. But hey, look, I'm gonna fall back. I'm gonna let you do your thing. I don't have to like it. Like, I don't know. I don't have to like it. Like, it'd be like, and then people are like, Key, what about? I'm like, you don't gotta convince me. You like it. I don't like it. You ain't gotta convince me. It's cool. But I'm an Angel Reese diehard fan, so it is what it is, right? So
I feel that's why I was trying to really, like, in my head, psycho kind of analyze what you were saying, so I can, like, because you was just going off. When somebody's like just going off, it's really hard to get their viewpoint because they're not putting context behind it, right? It's all emotions, it's all just franticness. So I really couldn't, that's why I wanted you to cook before I get my analysis, because yesterday you was just crashing out, so I really couldn't get, because you was like going, you was hitting too many topics, but that's why I was like asking you, because I was really trying to get to the point of like where you were trying to go at with it yesterday. So that's why I wanted you to cook and kind of hear it before I give my take. Now I can see where you're coming from. As far as like just what the future will look like, you just feel like keeping those picks would have helped us in the long run.
That you pick. Feel like I don't care about the other.
Our young core would help pick. Us continue to be successful instead of kind of like a two-year window kind of situation.
Yeah.
So, all right. So this is my take on it, right? I give it a C plus. I give it a C plus. I'm teetering a B minus because I know what Ariel Atkins can be in the right situation. I always said Ariel Atkins is one of those players but Key, we got a super chat before I go on.
I got you.
All I ask is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, know I gave you everything I had.
Go ahead. Shout out to Yehuda L.
Yuhada. Ariel is a WNBA champion, two-time All-Star, five-time All-Defensive player. I thought it was four, but okay. Arguably top 10 best three-point shooter in the league. I don't get it. This was a steal. So appreciate that, Yuhada. Appreciate that. $5 super chat. Again, 172 people in here, man. Send them $1, $2 super chats in there. You know, that all helps. That shows that we're on the right track. So appreciate the super chat. So back to what I was saying. So, because that super chat actually goes into what I'm saying. So when I look at the deal, right, I say, okay, the number three pick is Ariel Atkins, just on surface level, knowing what we know about Ariel Atkins. Knowing who's possible at the number three pick. Are we stuck on the number three pick as like this hot commodity because of who we felt we could get with the number three pick? Or are we stuck on the number three pick because number three picks are hard to come by? So that's a question for you.
I didn't care. Like I'm not the person who was like, oh, we have to. I would have liked Olivia Miles. I would have liked Sonya Citrus. Like, I don't. It wasn't that. But even if we didn't get either one of them, I'm like, it's still a role player, a talent in there that was valuable to the trajectory of our team. That's kind of what I thought. At number three versus number 10, again, I didn't care if we trade away 10 or 16 or 22 or 2026s or 2020. I didn't care about our future picks or lower picks. I cared that number three pick, you know, I feel we could have got somebody who fits the trajectory of our team. You know what I'm saying? So that's okay. Just kind of where I was at.
I get that point. So
now you literally have to wait till 10 if he keeps, because now I'm like, he probably giving away all our picks. Like, we not keeping 10, 16, and 22. We about to package that up too.
So with the pick, right? I'm not tripping on the pick as much because I don't think Olivia Miles was going to be there at three. And I don't think Sonya Citrine or whoever else was available at three would. And then I consider the future the next 5 years. Whatever happens beyond that, you can obtain more picks. If you're a GM and you can obtain at least one more first round pick after 2030, then you need to be fired as a GM. So I'm talking from now till 2030. Ariel Atkins is the piece we need for the next 5 years because she's only in what, her sixth year? And in 5 years, she'll only be 32 going on 33, which is still pretty much right on the probably the last leg of her prime. So if you tell me I can add Ariel Atkins and give away literally, basically, I'm going to call it one first round pick because the 2027 pick swap, just from the trajectory of both teams, I would say the Mystics will have a worse record in 2027 than Chicago will. So technically, we didn't even give up our 2027 pick. We literally didn't
care.
Give it up.
Yeah, I didn't care about
that. Yeah. If we just go into the facts of we gave away a second round pick in 2027 that might end up being just a camp invite, and we only gave up the third pick when we found out Olivia Miles wouldn't be there, I'm not mad at it. So that's why I'm at a B minus, because she can't be the final boss. There has to be another move coming. And that's why I agree with you. You have the 10th, the 16th, and the 22nd pick, right? So if I'm Chicago, I would have gave the Mystics my 10th pick as well. I would have gave them both my second rounds. Listen to this, Key. I would have gave them both my first round picks and my lower second round pick for Ariel Atkins and their number six pick. And let me tell you what I'm doing with that number six pick. I'm going to get Cheyenne Sellers. So now you got your point guard of the future, and for the immediate future, you have a combo guard. Because Vandersloot won't be there after next year.
We didn't do that.
That's what I'm saying. If I was Jeff, I would have got Ariel Atkins in that number
and
six
pick back. That's what I'm saying. We didn't even get a pick back.
Because I need to move up to go get my future player without giving so much back, right? So I think they need to find a way to get that 10th pick and one of those second round picks up. They need to move up at least three spots. So if I'm Jeff, all day long, I'm trying to shop that number 10 pick to see if I can move up, because that'll help me get the player I need for the future while getting a vet who's still going to be there in the future, right? When we consider the future that five-year window until 2030, if Jeff gets this pick right, we back in the thick of things. If he gets this pick right, we're back in the thick of things, because like you said, the other players, they're on one-year contracts. Mo Jeff and Rachel Bangham, who are hindering our roster right now, they'll be going. So 2026, Jeff needs to either get with the program or get going, because there will be other teams in 2026 fighting for these players. Now, Jeff, please tell me you had a conversation with Ariel Atkins' agent behind the scenes. Because, Keith, this actually happens. But Ariel Atkins had to have given Jeff some in the window that, hey, I'm here to grow with your young core, and I will be re-signing. Now I know Chicago doing right by her throughout this season will play a big part in that, right? Chicago has to literally wine and dine her all season. I haven't heard of Ariel Atkins as this locker room cancer or this head case where we're doing all that and she's going to leave. She was loyal to – see, I don't believe what you tell me. I believe what you show me. She was loyal to the Mystics after they win the championship. She was an all-star in defensive – all-defensive team. She had every right to say, I'm out. Y'all rebuilding. Y'all just throwing pieces together. I'm out, right? And she did it. She stayed around. So – I hope behind the scenes she gave Jeff her word, her agent gave Jeff their word, hey, y'all treat it right this year, we'll stay. So that's why I'm giving it a C+, because I don't know what that conversation is. But if they can take this move and create a legitimate roster, I'm all for it, because I know we got to get to the next topic. But I've been complaining about Rebecca Allen and Kia Nurse. A move like this gives me a little better feeling of those two, because now I don't have to depend on them to create shots for me. We still one move away. We need another shot creator, and we need another ball handler. And if Jeff just needs to get this pick right, we need another shot creator and another ball handler. And Cheyenne Sellers is literally both of those put into one with defense. So I think if we can get up to that sixth spot, Key, because I don't think she's going past seven.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
If we can get up to that six, if we can double back with Mystics and get that six pick, because the deal isn't finalized yet. So we could, hey, revisit that with the Mists and be like, hey, what if we throw in this other second round pick, the 2020, the number 22 second round pick, and this 10th pick and move up to six? How you feel about that, Key? How would you feel about that if we can get that number six pick back?
Yeah, I mean, if we could get the number six pick that we should have got when we traded for her, cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just don't know why you don't get a player and a pick back. Even with Lindsey Allen, we got a pick. I think we got a pick with Lindsey Allen. Yeah, we got a second round pick. I mean, I'm not saying it's an amazing pick, but we got a pick for, you know what I mean? So,
did we?
Yeah,
get,
I mean,
No. We got those 2 seconds for Dana. We only got Rebecca Allen back.
It was player for player. Okay, never mind.
We just got Rebecca Allen back.
Yeah, I mean, that would be cool. That would be cool if we got the number six pick. I'd be cool with that. I ain't gonna lie. I'd be cool with that. I would have liked to keep the number three because you can make sure you get who you want to get. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't care if at that point they drafted, like you said, Cheyenne and Sellers at three, but you guarantee you have like a higher spot to get who you want. If you got number 10 now, you really gotta, you know, all who you want is gonna be gone before 10. Now, I'm not saying there's no talent at 10 or nothing, but like Cheyenne Sellers not gonna be at 10. You know, if you wanted to take a chance on AZ Fudd, she's not gonna be at 10. Like, so now at 10, you really like, okay, Sanaya Rivers, do we take a, you know what I mean? Do we take a chance on her? Not a bad player at all. I'm just saying, you just don't get your pick of the litter per se, right? Let me get this super chat. I also got to let me shout out Reddit Milky Way, who sent me a Cash App. So it's not showing up on here, but shout out to you for always, always supporting the channel. You know, it never goes without being seen and it's super valued. Thank you so, so much. I really, really appreciate it.
All I ask is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, know I gave you everything I had.
All right. Shout out to Tracy Brown. Tracy Brown said, I love listening to you guys, and Chicago is a better team than last year.
Would this move is still wait and see? Because Chicago, I keep telling people, unless halfway through the season, Chicago got a chance at the number four spot, they're not a better team than last year. Unless that happens, because Chicago midway through the season had a chance at the number four spot. So that is a kind of like a wait and see. I'm always going to say the year before that is better because it hasn't been proven yet. Like, they haven't done anything on the court. They're paper champions is what we call it. So,
yeah, facts. Everybody all in, though.
All I ask is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, so I gave you everything I had.
The Carte Blanco, who sent the $1.99 super sticker. Thank you so much, Carte Blanco. All right,
appreciate
y'all.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Zoe broke a couple things down that we hope that Jeff P can do. I hope Jeff P loses his job. And for me, I already expressed how I felt, you know, but hey, look, I could want something totally different than the team wants. That's obviously how it works, right? I don't work there. But I'm here on the main stage. I got my own page to give my opinion. You feel what I'm saying? So that's my opinion. I don't like it. Don't care for it. And I could break that down, but that would take up a whole show. And we don't actually have time for that. Cause last night I actually really broke it. I was going off, but I was like breaking it down, like my thought process and how I picture it and everything like that. So yeah, you getting love, Zoe. We getting love.
Nah, we getting love. Hey, look, I want y'all to know we split our pot. So whatever y'all send, we gonna split it once I get that YouTube paper in. Half of that Cash App goes right to Key. So if you just love Key, send that Cash App, half goes to her as well.
All I ask is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, know I gave you everything I had.
Shout out to Yahada L. Sent the $20 super chat. Said no one talks about the fact that Sky owns swap rights with the Sun for 2026 first round pick. If Olivia stays, Sky possibly have the number one pick in the 2026 draft to snatch Olivia. Sun will finish with the worst record. Just look at the roster. Hey, if was a spliff. But
all I ask is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, know I gave you everything I had.
Man, we get the men, Key.
That's what I'm saying. Know.
We just sit right here to the cat. Look, we get the men, man. My wife might have to wait. We get the men.
Shout out to Brass Tacks. Shout out to Brass Tacks. Always showing love. Love you so much, Unc. My favorite niece and nephew. Keep up this great show. I love it. We love you back. We love you back. I got to do another one. Yeah, all yeah.
is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, know I gave you everything I had.
Shout out to Dre Stewart for the $2 super chat. Hey, hey, y'all the best, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But without further ado, we got to get to some things that happened this weekend that has to kind of do with this draft, right? We talking about the draft. We talking about who's coming in, the talent. Man, listen, this weekend in hoops, we had some good ball. For one, I want to say, man, I never stop appreciating really good basketball. I just never do. It was a great weekend in women's basketball. With these college teams playing, we watched NC State versus Notre Dame. They defeated Notre Dame. And we also watched Kentucky versus LSU. Listen, Notre Dame, and they fell, man. They fell hard. NC State, this was their Super Bowl, and they came out to win. They was not playing. They were going to win. It was that simple. I mean, all four quarters, they kept it together. It was basket for basket. Notre Dame couldn't get out in a far enough lead. I mean, they just played really good basketball for the most part. I like what I was seeing, for sure. Loved what I saw from Citron on Notre Dame. Hannah Hidalgo, man, it happens sometimes. She was like 8 for 26, y'all. 8 for 26. She shot them out the game. Neil Ivy, for once, got outcoached. For once this season, like I've been watching them, for once this season, I believe Neil Ivy got outcoached. I don't know what Hannah Hidalgo had on her that she was leaving her in the game. But yeah, she it seems she favored her, left her in there, was hoping that she could bail them out. But it wasn't until the end of the game Hannah started going downhill, and that was what she'd been doing. But yeah, I mean, I think that she should have benched Hannah a lot more. That was a crazy, crazy matchup. And then LSU versus Kentucky. LSU being LSU, yo, like they like stuff the hard way. I'll never know why. They sit there and be down 10, 15, 20 points and then come back and remember how to play basketball like they got their basketball powers back from Space Jam. It makes no sense. Like, they do this every time. That's my team, and I just get sick of watching them do that. Because it's like, why you didn't do that from the start of the game? Going into the half, y'all, they was down by, like, 17 or some wild stuff. Come out. They start actually playing freaking defense. Dave Wilson actually cuts off what you call this water, which was crazy to see. I mean, it was a lot. It was a lot. Me, Keisha, and B called the game yesterday, and what we basically said was, for once, I think Kim Mulkey adjusted to the game in front of her. It seemed like she told Day Wilson what to do, and that's what she needed. And that made a difference. But I'm going to let you go ahead and speak on what you saw this weekend and how you enjoyed the games.
Hey, Notre Dame, you was right there. You was right there. All you had to do was play a solid game. North Carolina is a sporadic team. They got a bunch of talent, but they do not play together. It's a lot of your turn, my turn. All y'all had to do was don't turn the ball over and get back on defense. They were beating y'all in transition plays. They was, hey, look. Look, everybody was focused on James and Rivers, and the role players took over the game. the role players took over the game.
What was it, 35 points from Brooks?
Yeah, Brooks had 35.
Hey, she said, oh, y'all don't be talking about me in that 2027 class. Let me show you this. Yeah. It was quiet, too, a quiet 35. Like, what?
Hey, but look, look, and Notre Dame is my team. Those who know, Notre Dame is my team. That's why I don't understand why people think I hate on Olivia Miles. Huh?
My second. Notre Dame.
Well, it's Notre Dame and LSU for me. LSU hometown, so I'm always rooting for LSU. But Notre Dame is my team. Notre Dame was my team when Jackie Young was there. So Notre Dame been my team. I'm a guard, so I just always fall in love with teams that prioritize guards. But Olivia Miles, I haven't been finding her game like that because her passing ability turns off and turns on at weird times. Like, her ability to run an offense when they need a bucket is very subjective, because I've been saying from the get-go when I was breaking down film, and people would always tell me, no, I was wrong, or I don't know what I'm seeing. Olivia Miles' play style is dependent on how the team runs and moves. She really can't dictate a defense. And I said this when I did her breakdown. Y'all go back and watch it if y'all haven't. My draft report on Olivia Miles. She has a downhill type of offense. And if her team can't get downhill and half court, her offensive game is very subjective on Hannah Hidalgo penetration and kicks to her. That's why she shoots so many threes. She don't shoot so many. Her threes don't come in the flow of the offense. They come off of reading reactions from Hannah Hidalgo and Citron, where she just runs to the corner or runs to her sweet spot on that right elbow, that right wing, and just waits on passes. Because Hannah Hidalgo demands two defenders. And Olivia Miles, for all her credit, I give her credit for learning how to play off of Hannah Hidalgo. If you look at the way she plays off of Hannah Hidalgo. Hannah Hidalgo really runs that offense. And she runs it in her pick and roll action. So Olivia Miles needs to find a way to be more involved in her half-court offense if she's going to go to the next level. And I think this game right here, I think they should have used Citron more in a take Rivers out of the game kind of mindset. I didn't need Citron to score this game. I needed Citron to uninvolve Rivers in this game plan. Because on defense, Rivers was everywhere. On defense, Rivers was everywhere.
I wanted her to. I wanted Citron to be more involved in the offense.
She
was the most efficient one. Olivia Miles was even 8 for something or 6 for something wild. Like, she was the only one hitting timely shots, getting it off the glass, doing all the intangible little things. Hannah Hidalgo couldn't buy a bucket. Olivia Miles at one point, like, it was Sonya we needed to insert herself more in the offense. I get it.
Sonya Citron was clicking on all cylinders, knocking down shots. She had the three-pointer that took us into overtime, but it was just the game plan should have been more Olivia Miles centric. So and this is what I want to get to. That's why I made that statement, so it can make sense. Olivia Miles' lack of ability in half court forced Citron to handle the ball more, because all North Carolina State did was turn it into a half court game. They just got back on defense. They didn't crash the boards. All five got back on defense, and they turned it into a half-court game. And if Hannah Hidalgo isn't clicking on all cylinders, their offense is Citron a bus. Because Olivia Miles' half-court game needs to improve. She just stands there. Like, she just stands there, man. I don't understand her game.
I don't know.
On defense, everybody just drives by her. Like, she don't give no effort on defense. And it hasn't been talked about enough. Olivia Miles has been getting cooked all season on defense. They just score so many points, they force other teams into shooting threes. But when games are close, Olivia Miles gets blown by so much. I think that's what that game came down to. Their point of attack defense and their half-court offense struggling.
I hear you. I'll have to look at some stuff. I'll say this game to me, they didn't play Notre Dame basketball. They played NC State basketball. Neil Ivy was, it was just odd. I swear, I'm like, Hannah Hidalgo has something on you or something. She might be, I don't know. She might have caught you doing something you shouldn't have been doing. I have no idea, because it made no sense to me why she wouldn't sit that lady down. She needed to be benched for a little bit, y'all. Like, I'm sorry. It was bad. It was bad. 8 for 26 is wild. And I keep it even. If I talk about Juju doing that, if I talk about Madison Book, anybody, I'm going to talk about Hannah Hidalgo. Like, that wasn't cool. She shot them out of the game. Hannah Hidalgo, I think she wasn't letting Olivia. Like, it was a weird. It was like they usually all vibe in this synergy. And when I say usually they, the three, Sonya, Hidalgo and Olivia, but it was a weird Hannah was trying to be, which I get it, she's that energy, she's that spark, that defensive tenacity, all of that, but she kept trying to win the game in a bucket. Hannah kept trying to do that instead of letting Olivia run the offense. I firmly believe that Hannah really messed up a lot of things in their offense for that game, and it just had them frazzled, and they could not come back from it. They were not, and you know what it was? Somebody pointed it out. It was an ego thing, because her and the shorty who dropped 35 was in the same McDonald's class. Yeah. They know each other. They was cool. So they start chirping at each other. And I think she was on some solo one-on-one, like, yo, that's not what you could do out here. You feel me? Like, that's not what we need to win this game. And they came out here to win. And they did. And you're not on home court, so you don't have home court advantage. The refs ain't on your side. It was just stupid stuff, and we can never get away. So, but I hear what you're saying. Let me get to a couple of these super chats, and then we can talk a little bit about LSU. I would love to talk more about this weekend and women's hoop topics as well, though, y'all. But I know Unrivaled is starting soon, so I do kind of got to get us on. Hold on. Let me get to some of these super chats.
When you lay your head on that pillow at night,
no,
I gave you everything I had.
Yo, shout out to did it go back down? Lost it. AL504, who sent the $4.99 super sticker. Appreciate that. It was another person. Lily Sip 55. Congrats on getting monetized. Hey, no, shout out to y'all. Thank you for the congratulations. But it's all because of y'all. Y'all subscriptions, y'all liking, y'all keeping me in the algorithm. Y'all wanting to hear what I have to say. You feel me? Even when we disagree, y'all keep coming back. Y'all the real ones. Y'all are the real ones. We are in somewhat of a toxic relationship. But look, we going to make it work. We going to make it work. We going to make it work. Maybe me and Prince will get to touch on this weekend in hoops a little bit more, maybe another time, because I really feel like we could have got into Notre Dame and NC State.
Oh man, yeah.
In the that could have been
real big. Yeah.
Yeah, but let's talk a little bit about LSU. Let's talk a little bit about LSU and Kentucky. So LSU and Kentucky at the half, I think that LSU was down by 12 points. The 12 was like, yeah, it's not a lot, but it was just the way the whole first half was played that made you worried, right? Like, it was like, it's 12, but it was like, are we about to lose to Kentucky? Like, because Flajay seemed super uninterested in the first two quarters. I mean, Samaya Smith couldn't guard Stark or whatever, who was like 6'7". They were a bigger team, I understand. And then they was just letting the shorty, who they want us to get, Georgia Amore, at 10. They was having the shorty, letting her have her way. But after the half, LSU comes back out, tightens up, pulls forward. I have so much critique on it, but I'm not going to go too long. All I have to say is Mikayla Williams is the best player on that team. And the sooner that Kim Mulkey realizes that and puts more into her and trusts her to run point, the better off we will be and hit her timely shots, because she's a bucket. That 3-point down the stretch, like, come on, man. Like, them passes threading the needle. She's a special talent. And Kim Mulkey, God, for the love of God, if you could just stop thinking that Flajay is the best player on your team, we will be good. I get it. I love her too. She's a great player, but Mikayla Williams is the best player on your team. Ah, Lee, go ahead.
Hey, look, I've been saying LSU play with their food too much. That's why I asked last week, are they frauds or not? Because they have all the talent. They're highly respected. But something is just off with this team. They're too up and down. Their play style is too erratic at times. Sometimes they don't know what they're doing. Sometimes they don't even know what defensive set they're in. Some playing zone, some playing man. Like, everything, it just – The play calling isn't fit for this team. Again, I said this last week on last week's show. Make sure y'all go check out episode number one. Michaela, the offense needs to run through Michaela because Flaw J's game is better suited in flare screens, elbow, iso, one-on-ones. Same thing with Anissa's game. She's more beneficial in slash plays, cutting to the rim, getting post-ups, at the elbow, getting one-on-one isos. That only happens off ball. You're not getting iso on ball unless you just constantly running pick and roll, and neither of them are pick and roll players. LSU, Kim Mulkey, I know you win championships with that offense, but you gotta adjust to the players you have, or you're going home early. You don't have the players you think you have to run that system. You're going home early. I can see US LSU being one of those teams that lose in the round of 32 just because they don't know what they're doing. They're like, talent is one thing, but when you don't know what you're doing, talent means nothing. Because now, yes, Flaw J can get a bucket, yeah, Nisa can get a bucket, but if you don't know what you're doing, those bucket getters aren't in a position to get a bucket, and that's what the problem is. Like, I just think they need to figure that out. Like, they're just too discombobulated, too up and down. They need to find something that works and stick to it, because every game is a different strategy. Like, I don't even know who LSU is. Do you know what kind of team
they don't
have?
An
are
identity
they a team? Are they iso? Like, I don't know what kind of team they are.
They don't have an identity. B pointed out, it was perfect what she said. She said, Kim runs an offense where you have to be a high IQ basketball player, because Kim even said herself, I just want them to go out there and play. She don't really run plays. That's why you see some ISO stuff going on. She wants you to read what the defense is giving you and go from there as a high IQ player. And if you don't have those players out there, then what are you going to do? And I was like, well, then you need to make sure the players that come on board can fit that, because I think that fits that. I don't think she know, like, you putting her into a point guard position, I don't think she has the IQ of Alexis Morris. I don't.
No,
not even a little bit, right? So it's like, you needed to get another Alexis Morris if that's what you were going to do. She clearly needs to be told what to do. She does not know how to run an offense just based off of her IQ. You know what I'm saying? So, and they don't have an identity. They really don't. They don't have an identity, and they don't have a leader. That's why I don't see them going far. You need those things to win a championship. That's stuff that's on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're going to see. Oops, I didn't mean to click that one. We're going to see who makes it to the Sweet 16. I do think LSU makes it there. I said 32. I was shocked when he said that.
I'm telling you, they that type of team where you'll be like, man, I had so much higher hopes for them, but they just couldn't get it together. They just couldn't. If a team come out and play harder than them, they could beat them.
That's fair. Like on some NC State stuff.
That's why I say round of 32. Round of 32, you're gonna get one of those. You're gonna get one of those double A schools who on a Cinderella run. The LSU is the team they would beat. To make it to the Sweet 16. That's the type of team they would be.
That's fair. Let me get to the super chat real quick.
All I ask is, when you lay your head on that pillow at night, know I gave you everything I had.
Shout out to you, Mitty Twos, always coming through and showing love. She said, congrats, Key. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Miss Goody Two Shoes.
What's going on, Miss Goody Two Shoes?
Listen, let me know what y'all think. Let me know what y'all think if LSU will be out in the 32 or where you think they'll be out at. Or if you think they get the championship this year, they wise up and figure it out. Who knows, y'all? Who knows? Let me see here. Listen,
so one super chat.
There's another super chat.
Well, you got two super chats.
For real? I see yeah. Dennis. Okay, here we go. Dennis PC said, great show. Thank you for the $5 super chat, Dennis PC. I'm glad you're loving the show. Keep coming through every Monday where we're going to be giving you the latest and greatest women's basketball news. Oh, yeah. What's up, Carte Blanco? Carte Blanco said, Hannah was on a mission and the mission was impossible that night. Just happy to see the money sign next to the chat. Hey, shout out to you, Carte Blanco. Hey, you a comedian. You be here cutting up. Hilarious, seriously. The last thing that we have to talk about is, honestly, and it's something I'm tired. But what is next for the Chicago Sky? I mean, you remember when you were saying, Prince, you was like, I mean, my wife at this point, because you was like, I was sitting there in bed, like, talking about it. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at now. I mean, I just be in here or talking to my friend, like, they just gave up the, what are we doing with, you know, just losing my mind. So I don't know what's next, but let's get into that. What is next for the Chicago Sky? Chicago has the 2025 number 10, number 16, and number 22 picks. I'll go first because I think mine is very quick and simple. Honestly,
yeah, go first.
I would not be surprised. In case I've said this, I would not be surprised if they package those up and trade them. Like I, at this point, I'm not even about to sit up here and be like, oh, I want this person at 10 and we should get this person at 16 and 22. No, I ain't saying that. We're going to see, right? We're going to see. You feel me? And that's it. I don't, because I'm like, at this point, I'm not picking a person for him to send the pick off and trade it away. So that's where I'm at with it. What's next for the Chicago side? Maybe he trades it away and gets another player. Maybe, like you said, he moves up. That's kind of where I'm at with it. Gets another piece, maybe gets a power forward or something like that. Who knows?
Hey, look. Chicago is in a win-win situation, and this will really show how good Jeff is or how horrible he is. Because again, you ain't get your score. We've been talking about they haven't replaced Kennedy Carter's 17 points, right? Ariel Atkins, for all better terms, is a better offensive player and a better defensive player, in my opinion. She's bigger, she's stronger, she's faster, she's more proven in the WNBA as a scorer. She's definitely a better defender. She's not a locker room hindrance. She isn't a me person, from what I've heard. She isn't a me person. And I think Angel Reese will bring the best out of her. And I watch Ariel Atkins plays with bigs. She will love Camilla Cardoso in the pick and roll. So you got your two guard for the future. This number 10 pick needs to have impact for the future. It needs to have impact. Go get someone that's going to be here for the long haul that can continue to develop. And in the next 2 years, be a perennial starter in this whatever system you're trying to run. So Jeff needs to figure out how to be a good GM, because he hasn't been a good GM. He hasn't moved the needle for me as far as the acquisitions. Now, like I said earlier, if they can package that number 10 pick and one of those second round picks and get with one of these teams and see if they want to move up, especially a team like the Liberty, right? Go to the Liberty. I mean, at number 7, who knows? If you can't get number 6, I just got to go. Look, that number 7 pick, Liberty might not want that pick. They're in win now mode. They might not want that pick either. And I don't know who they would actually get at the number 7 pick that could help them right now. There's nobody at the number 7 pick that could help them right now. Unless you want to get your future don't know what's going to happen with the expansion draft. You're losing a player. Unless you want to get a player for the future that can replace one of your highly coveted players. Huh?
I said that's another thing. People not even think about the expansion draft, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jeff needs to figure out how to be a good GM and build this team, because they don't have to be in championship window this year, but you can build the team to set it up for the next 5 years if you do it right. Ariel Atkins isn't a bad player for your team to be set up around at the perimeter position. She isn't a bad player for the next 5 years. You put the right point guard beside her. You put the right wing. Ariel Atkins will definitely be someone that you can depend on. She's proven. And again, Ariel Atkins hasn't been in the best situations for her game. Playing with Angel Reese and Camilla Cardosa, depending on who the wings are, I think you'll see the best Ariel Atkins you've ever seen. She's very underrated if you don't really know her game. Remember, she gave Chicago 32 points the last time they played. So she ain't no joke. I know Chicago doesn't have perimeter defense.
Okay.
So everybody she scores gave on us, them, right?
Exactly. And then I think the after that scored, it was 14, Keith. Then 8, then 2.
I just look at the way you score, Key. The way you score tells me the type of player you are. Yeah. He scores at
She's
all three levels.
She's a great player.
Yeah, so
She can be streaky. I will say that, but she's a great player.
Yeah, she definitely can be streaky. She definitely can be streaky. But I think with the right system, the right coach, the right players around her,
yeah.
I think y'all haven't seen the best Ariel Atkins yet. Because even when she was on that championships team with Deladon and them, she was still young at that time. She's in her tweener career where she's not a true vet, but she's not a rookie either. She's right outside of her rookie contract. So she's in a good position to be around for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
If you put the right pieces, that number 10 pick has to mean something, Key. I know in the past we've said the number 10 pick, just go get who's ever the best available, because ain't nothing really right there if we kept our third pick, right? But since we got rid of our third pick for Ariel Atkins, this number 10 pick has to mean something. Package this up. I would keep my 16th pick, but my 22 pick and that number 10 pick, I'm trying to move up. I'm going back to the Mystics. I'm going to the Liberty and say, hey, who do you want? Who do you want? And which pick you want? Outside of my 16th pick, what pick you want? You know what I'm saying? Now, if they want to give us the number 4 pick because they got the number 3 pick for the 16th and the 10th, I'm doing that. I'm going to give them the 16th that we can get the number 4 pick. But I feel I'm with Key on this. That's why I give it a C+, because I felt they should have got one of their picks along with Ariel Atkins, even though I feel she'll prove a lot of people wrong as far as being worthy of that number 3 pick. I feel she'll prove people wrong on that aspect, but I do feel I get where Key's coming from as far as we could have gave them both picks for Ariel Atkins and got their 4 or their 6 pick. Like we could have,
or
I think you would feel way better.
Even if it was just Ariel, we could have did 10 and 16. Like that's yeah. More so what I'm saying. So we could get a priority pick. Even if we're picking too high, like why are you picking that player that high? It's like, well, we won't have to wait till 10 to get them. You know what I'm saying? So that's all where I'm at. I think she's a great pickup. Let's be clear. Two things could be true. I could think this was not a good trade, and also think she's a great pickup. She'll be great to the squad. Every day of the week, I'll bet my house on Angel Reese. Anything Angel Reese touches is gold. So let's be clear. Like, I'm an Angel Reese fan. I know what she does. I talk about her intangibles, how she makes everybody better around her, etc. You know what I'm saying? I think it'll be a good pickup, but I still don't think the trade was good. I think Jeff has blown everything and he's just grasping at straws right now. And that's why I don't think this was I basically think people give Jeff way too much credit for basically doing stuff out of desperation. Like, he really wanted to
do it. He's definitely not moving. He's reacting to everything. Like, he's not being proactive. He's just reacting.
You feel what I'm saying? So, but it's great to hear what you had to say. You know how you feel about it. She's a C-minus, you know, it's a C-minus type of trade or free agency move or, you know, whatever. We shall see. The roles play tonight, and Ariel will be on the team. I know everybody's excited to see that. I feel like they did that on purpose. I get Kaz gone, but like I think they did that on purpose. And it's smart. It's marketing. I love Unrivaled. They're the best marketing in the basketball business right now. I think even better than the NBA, the way that they're marketing, yo. They're just so smart. So I'm excited to see them play as well. Thank y'all so much for coming through weekly. This was our second show, and y'all showed up and showed out. We almost hit 200. We was at like 180, I think like 175, 180, 179.
What was that? 188. It got to 188. Okay. I seen it at 188 one time.
Okay, we hit 188. Shout out to y'all for coming through, listening to our takes. Listen, I'm gonna set y'all up for next week. If you want to say something and want us to know what you're saying and possibly respond to that, you do have to send in a super chat, because it'd be so many people in here. The chat is moving, and we do have to get into these topics and talk about them and give our viewpoint on it. We're not able to get everybody's thoughts and see what y'all are saying and actually read it. I'm genuinely not able to really read it, y'all, unless it's a super chat. So for next week, if there's anything that you really wanted to say or anything like that, you're going to have to send in a super chat, super sticker or something like that for me to be able to read it, or Zoe, and for us to respond to that. And we really appreciate the love, seriously. And we want to get to all of what y'all are saying. Listen, these channels have memberships on them that gives you like exclusive, you know, access to us and stuff like that. Think about signing up for a membership as well. You know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. You get a lot of perks doing that as well. Yes, yes. I still have
Those who have wrenches on my channel, speaking of memberships, if you have a wrench on my channel, by the end of the week, you will be losing your wrench, because this weekend, my birthday is March 2nd. So make sure y'all send through the chat, super chats all week, man. My birthday is Sunday. So make sure y'all look today. Keith, hey, look again on the 21st, when YouTube releases our funds each month, I do split them with Keith. So make sure y'all send them through for us. Next week, I'm going to edit the thumbnail to put. I don't have a Cash App, but Key has one. I'm going to put Key Cash App by her cartoon image, so that way throughout the show y'all can send Key her Cash Apps. But we do split at the end of each billing cycle. So today, Key, we almost had $75, man. So that was huge, like 75. Next week, let's see if we can get it to 100, man. Again, yeah, save those coins throughout the week, man. We look. Hey, Key, I told you, Key. I know how this is gonna go. We gonna be on the big screen one day. Just be patient. I'm telling you.
Hey, listen, I hear you, Faith of a Mustard Seed. I definitely feel that way. Shout out to y'all for coming through and showing love. Make sure you come through next week for sure. We're gonna get into some more things. You already know how it is. There'll be a lot more topics to go through. So we'll see y'all next Monday on Excuse the Takeover. Listen, y'all be safe out there. You feel what I'm saying? And we love y'all, and we'll catch y'all on the next one. Hey, Jeff P, you about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. All right, y'all, I'm going to catch y'all on the next one. You about to lose your job. We out of here.